first let me ask for forgiveness, since I might go to hell. But I'm addicted to these girls, the way they fuck, feel, smell. And I've been around the world, in and out of hotels. Now I'm finally off tour, I got some stories to tell. It all started with mail, my first time doing it. Nervous, couldn't speak, I was scared I might ruin it. Something like a pro, she knew how to take it slow. Knew one false move and I could fuck around and blow. So I went with the flow, it went better than I planned. Finally found something better than coming in my hand. They say you come twice the first time. Now I understand, I came once inside of her, then I became a man. The next couple times weren't quite that memorable. Tamika, Lydia must have thought I was pitiful. Busting after 2 minutes, I thought that shit was typical. That's probably why they never got back at a nigga. So once upon a time in a land around the way, there lived a couple girls that would never give me play. Used to wear tight shirts and short skirts every day. Every time I try to hit it, they say no way. Until one fine day in this land of LA, one finally slipped up and she let me have my way. She kinda turned me out, changed my life, I must say. Cause I haven't stopped chasing these bars to this day. Now at a city walk, I met this itty bitty bitch about 4'7, 4'11 with the switch. And let's just say, well, I think I got it backwards, but big things do come good in small packages. As for actresses in LA, there's so many. Let me tell you about this freak name, Small Town Jenny. After bad auditions, she was guaranteed to hit me, to fuck her on a break when she was waitressing at Denny's. Now there was Umi, female MC. We talked most of the night about the MIC. When it was time for us to get down to B.I.Z., she let me stick it straight in her asshole lyrically. I love chicks on E that you meet out at these raves. They use it as an excuse for them to misbehave. I met Rachel in the corner, all emotional and mushy. Put my dick on her tongue, glow stick in her pussy. And once upon a time in a land around the way, there lived a couple girls that would never give me play. Used to wear tight shirts and short skirts every day. Every time I try to hit it, they say no way. Until one fine day in this land of LA, one finally slipped up and she let me have my way. She kinda turned me out, changed my life, I must say. Cause I haven't stopped chasing these bars to this day. Alright, I had a dancer named Candy Stripper Chick. Said she only had to dance to get her family out of fix. Fine as hell, but the bitch made me sick. Cause after dating 2 months, she would still make me tip. I know a firme Mexicana by the name of Ileana. She likes me dickies and a wife beater, not pajamas. Caught her with another dude, popping up by a casa. But I keep her on the team just to represent La Raza. Now, lesbian Liz hasn't called a lot lately. She loved to lick the legends, but she also loved the ladies. I had to let her go before she led me to crazy. She was lousy in the sack, laid back and hella lazy. A couple weeks back, it was all about Loretta, straight up hood rat. Always begging me for cheddar, had to keep her hair dead. And her manicure was rare, but now I'm fucking the Korean broad I used to do her nails in. Once upon a time in a land around the way, there lived a couple girls that would never give me play. Used to wear tight shirts and short skirts every day. Every time I try to hit it, they say no way. Until one fine day in this land of LA, one finally slipped up and she let me have my way. She kinda turned me out, changed my life, I must say. Cause I haven't stopped chasing these bars to this day.